Welcome to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allison. I've got Shelly with American Home Shield with me. We're going to learn about some new products out there, folks, so stay tuned. We'll be right back for word from our sponsors. Welcome back. Hey, Shelly.
Hey, how's it going?
Going good, man. I was excited. We did our office meeting today, and Shelly came and did it, and came with some really new products that they're offering. So I asked her to come on the radio show with me, and she agreed to share with y'all, because, folks, this is important stuff. If you buy a new house, get a warranty when you get it. If you already have a house, especially in San Angelo, our weather is so crazy with our ACs and our water. But Jay, tell them about your products.
Okay. All right. So first, we have three different plans. We have an essential, a plus, and a complete. The essential plan basically is essential. It covers the essential systems in the home, the electrical, the plumbing, the HVAC, and the water heaters. This year, they've added a couple of more things to that, which is the garage door openers, ceiling fans, doorbells, and built-in exhaust and attic fans. They've also always had a limit of $200 for replacements of faucets and shower heads on the plumbing. That limit has been removed, so there's no limit whatsoever when we have to replace a faucet or a shower head. And that price actually stayed the same. It was $450 last year, and it's $450 again this year.
So that's your basic, just your basics.
Yes. The next plan up covers everything in the essential plan, plus, hence the Shield Plus, plus all the appliances in the home. So it covers the washer and dryer, the refrigerator, the dishwasher, the garbage disposal, the oven stove, and built-in microwaves. They have to be built-in. What's changed on this plan this year is last year there was a limit on the appliances. If we had to replace them, of $3,000 per appliance, that went up to $4,000 this year. It used to only cover one refrigerator in the home, and then you had to purchase an option for additional refrigerator for $15. That's been taken away. There's no limit on how many refrigerators or washer and dryers are in the home. The only caveat is it cannot be on the patio, because we don't cover outdoor kitchens yet, but we're working on that. And then they've added the instant hot and cold water dispensers, kind of like the pot fillers at the stove, kind of like that. And that one went up from $575 to $600, so just $25 more. Now the Shield Complete.
Hey, before you hear that, but just the second one, especially in San Angelo, Texas, with our water, it's hard. We have hard water.
Yeah.
Your dishwasher.
It's hard on the appliances.
Yeah, it's hard on the appliances.
Yeah.
You know, even your water deal and your refrigerator, different things. That's the one I recommend.
Yeah.
For just your average home, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Just because having the appliances and your washer and dryer, your washer.
The washer. The bad thing about I don't know that a water softener is really considered an appliance. I guess it's not, but we don't cover those, unfortunately. I wish we did.
What about the RO?
No.
So those two aren't covered. Okay.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Unfortunately. Okay, so the Shield Complete combines the essential and the plus, and then adds a couple more things. So with the AC on the other two, the refrigerant, we only cover $10 per pound. On the Shield Complete, we cover all the refrigerant for the AC when you have to get it worked on. And on the other two, we only cover $250 for code upgrades and $250 for permits. And we've never covered anything for modifications when you have to modify the lines or anything like that when you replace part of the AC or the water heater. With this complete plan this year, they've bunched all three of those together. And instead of just being a $500 limit, it's $1,250.
Wow.
Which is excellent. The appliances limit that was $4,000 on the Shield Plus is $7,000 on this plan. Which I know a lot of people have sub-zero refrigerators that cost around 10. So if they have to get a new one, we'll cash them out at 7. So that's pretty good, as opposed to not getting anything when the plan only costs you $775. So they've also added roof leak repair to this year. It's not going to replace your whole roof, but if you've got a leak that's coming from the flashing, like around the fireplace, around some of the vents, or satellite dishes, solar panels, things like that, they'll fix them. If the if some of the things are coming loose, just to normal wear and tear, they'll replace those too, but they won't replace it if it's from a hailstorm or a windstorm, which we have a lot of around here.
So
acts of God, unfortunately, are not covered. They've thrown in the Reiki service for free on this one as well. So when you get a new home, it's always good to, you know, Rekey.
Let's talk about the other two plans. Is there the key in there?
There's Rekey on the other two as well. Yes, you just have to pay a $75 service fee. On the complete plan, it's free the first year. And then when they renew, you won't need Rekey the next year. So they've thrown in a free HVAC tune-up.
Well, and let's talk about that, because even though I haven't done it every time myself.
I don't either.
But I highly recommend that when you buy a new house, or your new house, mm-hmm. the first thing you do after you move in is get it rekeyed. Mm-hmm. And I've told this story before, I'm going to tell it again, but okay. Years and years ago, I lived over on Jan, and my wife bought me a pool table. And I said, oh, that was pretty cool. The guy that was going to deliver it, he called, and he said, now, is this the old Shook house? I said, yeah, it is. He said, I can meet you there, I can get you a key. He goes, I still have a key to that house. Well, by the time I got home, the pool table was set up at my house. So he had a key. So you don't know who out there, especially if you have kiddos. I have kiddos. Mm-hmm. How many of their friends know where the hidden key was? How many of the
exactly.
You know, your maids, mm-hmm. are different people. So get your house rekeyed. And while we're on this subject real quick, go ahead and reprogram your garage door opener.
Yep.
Especially the keypad outside. Mm-hmm. A lot of stuff the people have where they can work everything from their phones. Mm-hmm. Make sure you disable that and start it off with your new passwords and your new stuff.
That's a very good idea. When I lived in the city, I had somebody two doors down. Their clicker was on the same frequency as ours for the garage door. And every morning I'd walk outside and my garage door's open. It was very annoying. Very
kind of scary too.
Yeah, a little bit.
So,
okay, so the service fee went up just $10. So it went from $75 to $85 this year. But that's it. And then... Do you want me to talk about these add-ons?
Yes, I sure do.
Okay. So the add-ons that we had last year, of course, we had the additional refrigerator that you had to purchase. Now you don't have to do that. But we do have an add-on for wine fridges and bar fridges. They have to be built in, but we do have that add-on. Our septic coverage and our well pump coverage were both kind of looped in together. They're divided out separately this year. And the septic pumping coverage was not renewable last year. It's now renewable, thank goodness. We no longer have termite coverage, which we didn't really use that very much anyway.
We call it bug people anyway.
Yeah. And then, of course, if you get the complete plan, since we have the Rekey that's for free this year, next year you'll get the free HVAC tune-up. So that's kind of where everything's changed.
Well, and one thing that when you said that too, one of our subdivisions here is called Bentwood Country Club. Mm-hmm. Years and years ago, it was mandatory that you had a trash compactor at Bentwood.
Wow.
So a long time ago. Yeah. But here's what has happened. Some of the houses that are of that age, mm-hmm. well, the trash compactors are broke, and now that's not a requirement and not needed. So guess what fits perfectly in a trash compactor slot?
A wine fridge.
Mm-hmm. And so let's slide it in, but it's built in.
Yeah.
That will count. It's covered, right?
It will.
Because we have a lot of them out there because
it's in a little hole
people
that's
have a little
right
extra refrigerator.
Yeah.
Not necessarily use it for wine, but have a little extra refrigerator in their kitchen, mm-hmm. you know, and have some to fill that hole.
Exactly.
And they're not that expensive. So.
No, and the coverage to add it on is $15.
So
it's well worth it.
And probably, what's the cash buy it on one of those? Probably enough to buy one.
I don't know.
So, but it'd be, they're not that expensive.
Yeah.
But folks, I'm going to tell you, when I first got in the business, we didn't have any warranty companies. And here's what happens in West Texas. Because of our water and stuff, and I think not most West Texas people are just flat good people. But they
I agree.
So I'm going to say my seller and my buyer are both innocent. Here's the scenario that would happen, though. It goes under contract. They start packing. They're not cooking at home anymore. They're not doing dishes. They're not doing the stuff. They're getting ready to move in their new house. Mm-hmm. So a couple of weeks go by. Well, those little washers, like in your dishwasher, mm-hmm. the little rubber ones?
Hard water buildup.
Yeah, or they start cracking. And they didn't crack before because it was getting used regular.
Yeah.
So now guess what happens? The buyers move in